Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Swingin' Blues Radio Show on CKMS 100.3 Sound FM. It is March the 8th, Thursday, and we are here with you until midnight. My name is Turlock Myers.
And as the other half of the we, my name is Audrey Bothwell, and I am so pleased to be here.
It's wonderful to be here, and two of us
he says that, but he was almost like a whole 5 minutes late. For shame.
I mean, no, I wasn't.
In case you're wondering why we're a bit off schedule, Turlock.
To be fair, the GRT is terrible.
Actually, mine was right on time. And I had
bus.
I ran down six. Okay, so it's on the sixth floor. And I count these because I had to run down and around the corner. And then I ran back up them because I left my bus pass at home. So I went down six flights, which is actually 12 because each set of stairs is 12 steps long.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
You were very thorough in this.
In counting? Are you kidding me? From the first floor to the second floor, there are 24 steps.
Well, I you know, we always complain about the GRT, but what would we really do without it?
I just complain about stairs.
Yeah, I complain about stairs. Indeed.
Maybe if I dance long enough, I won't have to huff and puff at the end of that run, but oh man, that was brutal.
Well, you just heard Abe Lineman with Shake That Thing.
Shake That Thing.
And that's one of my favorites. For sure. It's great because, you know, because it's Abe Lineman. And, you know, every time I listen to music, I always list it by artist because that's just the way I roll. And because it's AB, it's always at the top of the list. So it's always the first one I hear before I hit shuffle.
You have a short attention span. You're just like, oh, look, that song. I like that song. Let's play it.
it's very, very true. I do.
Oh,
I do.
I need to turn the light on. I can't see my knitting. I'm sorry, I'll be right back.
We're kind of blind in here. Okay, I got it. Got you covered. So Audrey is away from the microphone for a moment, and while she is away, I'm going to say that we are going to be playing quite a bit of music. It's going to be awesome, and we're going to be playing some vintage New Orleans jazz and some vintage, you know, gypsy jazz, as we almost always do on the show. I'm going to have a little bit of a section for Louis Fitzgerald. No.
What the
Not
heck?
Louis Fitzgerald.
Ella Fitzgerald?
Ella Fitzgerald and Louis
Erla?
Armstrong.
Erla.
Well, we're going to listen to some Louis and Ella, and that's going to be fun. And we're going to listen to some Just Louis, and it's going to be terrific.
Can
and
we
some
listen, Sullivan wait, Douglas. Can we listen to some Just Ella, too?
Oh, yes.
Oh, marvelous. Okay, then proceed.
Oh, yes.
Proceed.
I shall proceed.
Thank you.
Wow, we're talking about Louis and Ella. Let's play the two of them together. Here's Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald with A Fine Romance.
Kisses, a fine romance, my friend. This is, we should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old mate aunts. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance with no kisses. A fine romance, my friend. This is, we two should be like clams in a dish of chowder. But we just fizz like parts of settler's powder. Yes, fine romance with no glitches. A fine romance with no bitches. Just as hard to land as the Eagle of France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
Take romance and I'll take jello. You're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no quarrels, with no insults at all morals. I've never much
just a crease in your blue serge pants. I never get the chance. This is a fine romance.
It's a fine romance, my dear judges. Two old fogies who need crutches. True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. But we don't have the thrills that the march of time has. But I'm a divine romance, my good woman. My strong age in the wood. Woman, you never give the orchids I sent a glance. Nor you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. A fine romance, my dear Duchess. Two old fogies who need crutches.
True love should have the thrills that a healthy crime has. You know, Louis, we don't have half the thrills that the march of time has.
You're telling me. Strong age in the world, woman. You never give the orchids I sent a glance.
No, I prefer cactus plants. This is a fine romance.
Solid.
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 Solid. Solid as a rock.
Welcome back to the show. And you know, it's kind of surreal sitting here listening because there's a radio on behind us to let us know that we are in fact on the air.
Yeah, happily I can't hear it this time. You may remember it, maybe not too, this was a while back, and I just stopped talking and stared blankly into the corner, and Turlock had to say, Audrey, what's wrong with you? Because I could hear myself on the radio in the back corner, but there's a lag of about, 4 seconds or so?
Oh, there's my voice now.
Yeah, and it's really disorienting.
It is. It's very disorienting, yeah.
But anyhow, that was Louis Armstrong and Ella, and a good time all around.
It was indeed. It was indeed. And then after that, we heard Count Basie with Solid as a Rock.
Good song.
Good song indeed. All right. So let's play something kind of fun. And this is a...
Wake Turlock up.
This is a wake... I'm really tired.
We've been talking while the music's playing. We always do, obviously. We can't indeed, shut up.
Because we're friends.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I just keep talking anyway. Oh. But I talk nice to you because you're a friend. But Turlock's been a very, very busy fellow with school and whatnot these days. So
yeah.
So yeah, something a little more peppy to wake us up.
Yes, and indeed.
What are you thinking?
Well, the Leftover Cuties.
Oh, good song.
I totally love. And they actually do a cover of the Lady Gaga song, Poker Face.
And no, really?
Let me tell you, it swings and it's actually kind of fun.
I actually haven't heard that one, and I was searching them out the other day to listen to their music.
It's pretty nuts. I think it was a bonus track on their first EP. So
what's the story behind the name? Do you know?
The Leftover Cuties?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not entirely sure, but I know that they originated as a guy who played the ukulele and a girl who was a singer.
Yeah.
And they said, hey.
Well, they got started down in California. That's where they got big, yeah?
That's right, yeah. So they said hey to their buddy who was a drummer and their buddy who was a bass player. Oh. And anyway, actually, there is actually like an internet documentary about it, and I watched it.
Are you kidding me?
It's pretty awesome. It's on YouTube.
It's a documentary. Did they make it?
I think they made it. Yeah, they made it. It should be at least on their website, on the Leftover Cuties website.
Interesting. Okay, well, this is them then.
So apparently, the ukulele player said to the bass player, "Do you want to be in my ukulele band?" And of course, the bass player was thinking, "This is like a band with like 10 ukuleles."
Yeah, I mean, everything has its place.
Indeed, indeed. Anyway, it's just one ukulele.
I've heard a string piece performed by like 10 mandolins before, and that was actually really beautiful. So I think ukuleles could
interesting
do something.
Interesting. Anyways, well, here's Poker Face, and try I like to the way ignore.
He says, I like the way he says interesting, like he doesn't actually believe it. He's like, okay, moving right along. Anyhow, sorry, Poker Face, you were saying Turlock.
Audrey and I are too brutally honest to each other sometimes.
Oh, sorry. Did that hurt?
Try to ignore the lyrics and just enjoy the music.
I thought you were going to say try to ignore the
Audrey.
Because,
you know, it's Lady Gaga, and she doesn't write her own songs. Let's
be
honest.
Don't be so nasty.
I'm saying she doesn't write her own popular songs.
Look on the bright side. She is up that slope from, like, Britney Spears and them.
Oh, definitely. Easily. And the songs that she does actually write are quite good.
There you go.
Admittedly. But, you know, the Vivo crap that that they force her to put on.
So bitter. My.
The poker face, the
dear listeners, I'm going to sing this song at Turlock as it plays with the stylings of Lady Gaga.
Well, now I'm kind of rethinking whether or not I want to actually
play
it.
Just play the song.
All right, here it is. Leftover Cuties, Poker Face.
Can't read my poker face. No, no, no. Can't read my, can't read my. 'Cause I'm marvelous. Can't read my, can't read my, can't read my poker face. No, no, no. Can't read my, can't read my, can't read my poker face. No, no, no. Papa, poker face, papa, poker face. Papa, poker face, papa, poker face.
Thank you.
You are listening to CKMS 100.3 Sound FM, and it is the Swing and Blues Radio Show.